Yannick Nézet-Séguin has been entering the Metropolitan Opera through the backstage artist's entrance for years, though now it's different. He's among those who run the place. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns met him there prior to his current run of Wagner's Flying Dutchman.
He seems so at home. Now in his first season as music director designate of the Metropolitan Opera, Yannick Nézet-Séguin is happily immersed in the working culture established by predecessor James Levine that's about making singing easier and expression freer.
A conductor should always be an enabler and someone that puts everyone in confidence and a sense of trust. It's very difficult for a singer to do that, because there are so many variables.
And so much to consider while steering this operatic behemoth with a $300 million annual budget. Though Nézet-Séguin likes to be liked, he knows he won't always be the most popular person in the building.
Already this year, there were quite a few decisions I had to make that were not the easiest ones. But, when it's done properly, this is for the sake of this institution and therefore this art form.
Even orchestral matters aren't necessarily familiar territory. In Philadelphia, the orchestra is the main attraction. At the Met, it's one of several and requires different interaction.
I try to observe how the Met Orchestra is able to consistently play while listening. And that flexibility about the listening or the immediacy of knowing whenever there is a It's forte, it doesn't mean it's not forte, but it's forte under a singer.
But being the boss gives him the option to change procedures. When he conducted the Flying Dutchman in 2014 in Vienna, he had all of one rehearsal. So at the Met, we stand to find out how Nézet-Séguin thinks Wagner really should go.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.